Hello, what are you boo?
Hello, what are you boo?
It's Claire Randall.
Paul Hopkins.
And we're on October Day 29.
Yeah.
Don't you remember? Anyway.
Don't you remember what's that one?
I don't know.
Don't you forget about me.
Don't forget to remember me. Oh, that's another one as well.
What?
Don't forget to remember me.
Don't forget you.
Songs with
memories. So what are they meant to do? Because we've had sort of...
A song with evokes a memory.
Okay.
You can have that one.
That's what I'm thinking. This was more about remembering a person,
yeah.
I think, wasn't it? This was more about remembering...
Memorising.
So a song about a person.
A song to remember someone that reminds you of a person.
So it could be someone that's not with us anymore. It could be a song about... That just evokes... And it's about a specific person, not memories in the broadest sense.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Or about a moment with the person.
We had
or,
a specific request for this one, didn't we?
Yes. Forgive us if we've got
the date wrong.
But I have a message, because we were talking to this person about it. It was Erin. I don't know whether it's the way my screen would pronounce it. It sounds like Erin Puns, but it doesn't sound like much of a name. But
no. But
Erin, she's in the States, and she's been doing Octava. And
she requested it specifically for memory.
I think I can say what it is, because she did say it publicly.
But she may post about it anyway.
Yeah, let her do that then. Yeah.
So a memory
I'm
of
sorry
a
if we got it wrong, Erin, but this is kind of for you, really. As much because it was you suggested around it and stuff.
A song which brings back a person.
A memory of a person.
Blimey.
But regardless of, it doesn't have to be that they're not with us anymore, but it could be. Or it could be that it's someone that we used to know him. Or a neighbour even, or something that your neighbour used to do. I mean, I'm trying to think. All right. I mean, this is going way back far too long, but I remember Jasper Carrott. One of my most early memories of something musical, which isn't saying much really, but he did a stupid... Jasper Carrott's a comedian in the UK, and those in the UK may not have heard of him, so I haven't done anything comedic for quite a while, but...
Did he do anything comedic anyway?
Yeah. He did a song called When I Get My Moped, a funky moped.
All right.
When I get my moped out on the road, I'm going to ride. And it reminds me of, we had a next door neighbour that was always doing something with a bike in the garage and then revving it up, and you could smell the fumes coming out of the garage, and he was going to gas himself. And
is he like the one up the road, around the back from us, who revs his bike up at 5 o'clock?
I know.
Every morning. Even at weekends.
And he goes like this, it's like a Chinook helicopter.
And it sits there, and it sits there idling for about 5 minutes.
Like that. And as he's speaking, and mutters something like that incoherent.
No idea.
But Jasper Cat, at the end of this song, it said something like, Bob says I can't fix it in the kitchen. I've got to go fix it in the garden.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
In the garden. Is it like that ghastly advert that used to be for? Who was it for?
Want to
be together.
Yeah.
Want to be having a bye-bye. Spare me. It's just awful.
Yeah,
it didn't show Brummies a good light, that advert.
Stuff that...
Songs that provoke a memory of a person, as opposed to, any kind of memory.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
All right,
I'll
then.
I'll talk to you later.
We will.
Bye.
Bye-bye.